What's up, y'all? My name is Mo Mitch, and I am the host of In The Moment. Brand new episodes released every Tuesday morning. I believe in laughing through pain, and I give you a lot of opportunities to laugh at mine.
We're being honest here. Who am I to judge Lauren London? Even if she did have a baby 2 years after they broke up. My ex had a baby with another guy while we were still together.
Bruh.
Wait for me to die. She ain't even wait for us to break up.
I'm 100% transparent on my podcast every time. I use my personal experiences to hopefully help you navigate through yours. So yeah, you're gonna laugh till it hurts, but you might also learn something.
But if you're loving on somebody who has been abused, keep this in mind. There are things that can happen to you as a grown man that'll trigger that abuse you faced as a child, and it'll make you a child again. As a man, I ran from that.
Listen to In The Moment on Acast or wherever you get your podcast.
The Burt Show.
All right, let's get Anna some closure here. She thinks she has a secret admirer, but she wanted our help over the last 24 hours to try to figure out who this person in the office is. Hey, Anna, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're so excited. This is exciting. When somebody tells you, like, hey, I've been thinking, the mystery behind it is really kind of intoxicating. It's kind of cool.
Having a secret admirer, knowing somebody's digging you for sure.
Yeah, but then, of course, you have to figure out who this is. So for those that didn't hear yesterday, Anna, tell us what has led us up to this point to try to find out who this is.
Well, I've been getting some things left for me at work, and figured it has to be a coworker because it's when the desk attendant isn't there, and I think I know who it is. So he seems real sweet, like it could be him. So yeah, hopefully it's him.
And this has been on the heels of, like, you already receiving flowers, and what else have you received?
Little notes, flowers, candy, lunch, which was delicious.
And they always sign it, your secret admirer?
Yeah, they put my name and they say your secret admirer.
Okay. This is so like a early 1990s rom-com thing, right? All right, so here it is playing out in real life. So, Kristen, what was her idea to try to figure out who this was?
She has an inkling of who she thinks her secret admirer is. Call it an inkling or wishful thinking. There's somebody in the office she is hoping is her secret admirer. So she gave us his email address for us to do War of the Roses. So we offered him a free bouquet of flowers. He's able to choose from several options. In exchange, asked to share some promo codes for a percentage off a future order. And so the email address of the presumed secret admirer got sent this email with these options. Secret Garden. Unveil your feelings with a lush assortment of mixed wildflowers, including daisies, daffodils, and forget-me-nots, creating a sense of whimsical romance. Sudden Sunshine. Brighten your friend's day with a burst of sunshine in the form of a cheerful bouquet chosen simply to spread happiness. Team Spirit. Send an encouraging or congratulatory arrangement to a colleague with a vibrant mix of colorful Gerber daisies, carnations, and greenery representing unity and camaraderie among colleagues. I'm really appreciating Tracy's selection of bouquets. And then there is Ruby Red Radiance. The most classic way to express your passion is with the radiant beauty of 24 long-stem red roses. The first email was sent at 9:43 a.m. He responded right away with an order at 10:06 a.m.
Wow.
He selected Sudden Sunshine. Brighten your friend's day with a burst of sunshine in the form of a cheerful bouquet chosen simply to spread happiness. They are to be sent to Ramona. This is not our listener's real name. So he is not sending to her, thus likely not to be her secret admirer. He actually set delivery for Thursday morning to be delivered to a business address, and he wrote to Ramona, "Saw these and thought of you. Hope this week is better than last."
Okay. All right.
Probably not him.
So there's the mystery lives on there.
Well, it's possible that it could be him, but maybe he's just kind of a secret admirer floozy, and he does this to lots of women. So, I mean, really, you could just be one of many women that he admires, and he also just happens to like Ramona as well.
That wouldn't make it any better, though, right?
No.
Because you want to be the number one.
Maybe she is number one. Yeah. Maybe Ramona's a new girl on the block.
She's the side piece secret admirer.
She's the side piece being admired.
All right, so Anna, more than likely it's not him. Is there anybody else? All right, that's who you hoped would be your secret admirer.
Who's your second choice?
All these dudes in the office are going to be like, hey, man, did you get free flowers too?
No. So, Anna, here's my idea. This is who you hoped was your secret admirer. More than likely, it's not. Is there anybody in the office that you are dreading would turn out to be your secret admirer? And should we send him the same proposition to see if he sends you flowers? Thus confirming he is.
There's a guy that some of the people in the office call Quasimodo.
That's
the dude.
Yeah, that's him.
That's harsh.
That is harsh. Right. Okay. So he's not aesthetically pleasing.
And he makes a lot of weird comments that don't make sense. So he's socially awkward. I'm shy myself, but I don't want to send it to him because if it is him, I don't want to face him.
Yeah, and that sounds a little on the bullying side. If everybody's making fun of him on the side.
Sure. But she needs to know.
Right.
Like, even if we did this and he is the one, then that's when you need to step in and be like, I don't know. You need to stop it now before he gets too invested. I think the kind thing would be to figure out if it's him and then try to let him down gently.
Do you want to do that?
But then the treats will stop.
Oh, Anna, get out of here.
Really?
You know, I respect it. Get your check, girl.
Yeah, you're emotional Quasimodo. I mean, come on. That's just me.
That is me.
That's just me.
That is no.
All right, you want to do this or not?
No, I'm done.
You're done now, also. Okay, me
that's
too.
That's a wrap.
The Burt Show.